Fret Film Radio, I'm Gonzalo Suarez speaking from the 61st edition of the Taormina Film Festival, where Ellen Pompeo has just held one of the TAR classes for Telethon and Daybreak Foundation and is now sitting next to me. Hello, Ellen.
Hello.
Season 12. How long is the love story not between Derek and Meredith, but between Ellen Pompeo and Grey's Anatomy going to last?
I don't know. I have no idea. I am contracted for season 12, so I must fulfill my obligation. I feel it's important to fulfill my obligation. I made a commitment, and it's important to me to stay to my word. And beyond that, I don't know.
In September 2014, you said you felt like transitioning. You still feel like transitioning, or you think that the story could go on?
I don't know, because I don't know what we have in store, you know, to the stories that Shonda plans to tell. So I do know that Shonda is inspired to continue telling the stories. She feels like she wants to continue. So I trust her. She's extremely smart. And we'll see. We'll see what happens at the end of this season.
Since you started Grey's Anatomy, you haven't taken part in any other fiction feature film. How come?
No, because to be honest, I'm very, very tired when I finish. And I feel like if I work during my break, then when I go back to the show in July, I'm just exhausted and I will not be in a nice state of mind and I won't be happy and... you know, rested. It's a very difficult show to shoot, Grey's. You know, we shoot like a movie every 8 days. It's really like more like 11 or 12 days. But we shoot, you know, enough usually, as much, we do 8 pages a day. I mean, a feature film does like 1 or 2 pages a day. Mm-hmm. So the schedule is very rigorous. And I'm tired. And now, in the beginning of the series, I didn't want to work on my break because I was very tired. Now, there are a lot of characters on the show, and maybe I could do a small project, but I also have 2 children, and I really feel like it's very important for me to take my break and be with my children. And I don't want to work all the time. I have the privilege to be able to have 8 weeks off. To me, that's so great. I'm so grateful for that. A lot of working mothers and working fathers don't get to have 8 weeks vacation, and I do. And so I like to spend it with my children.
Now that you have become a celebrity, how do you see the influence of celebrities upon your very children?
It's a challenging concept to deal with. With the children, I don't know the right answer to that. I know my daughter asks me, why does everybody love you, Mommy? You know, she knows because of the TV show. But it's something that I try to be honest with her about, and she comes to the show. She comes to work with me a lot. Very lucky that I get to bring her. So I try to be very honest and show her how we make the show, and I've showed her parts of the show on television so she can understand. But, you know, for the most part, I try to keep her away from anything that's unhealthy. But it's tricky. I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not, but I try, and I have the best interest of my daughter at heart, so I'll do the best I can. I mean, lots of children deal with difficult circumstances, far worse than this. You know, the children in Africa and South America and Haiti and all over the world, children suffer. So I think with respect to just the celebrity issue, there's children suffering a lot worse, and I think my daughter will be okay. Yeah.
And you are very concerned with social issues. That's why you're here as well in Taormina. We have had also the Italian singer Gigi D'Alessio yesterday, who presented a documentary on also a social issue here in Port in Italy, and Rosario Dawson. Does it come, those social commitments come as a moral obligation with celebrities? Do you think that you have to influence the people now that you have a voice that is heard all over the world?
No, I don't think it's an obligation. I think that you know, I'm not sure if you're speaking about celebrities or actors, or if it's, I don't believe it's
That's
one
a good
and the
point,
same.
Yeah.
I think that actors are different from celebrities. There are famous actors, of course. I think it's up to everyone to decide what they're comfortable with and what they feel comfortable with. I don't think that actors or celebrities have an obligation to shine a light on things. If they don't feel comfortable, they shouldn't. But if they feel comfortable, and in my situation, I feel comfortable, and it's so obvious how many young people the show impacts, I personally feel a responsibility to come and speak about things that are important. But I don't think necessarily everyone has to because they're famous.
Thank you very much, Helen.
Of course, thank you.
You're listening to Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.